Now time for Climate Connections, our series with National Geographic. Even the Vatican is talking about climate change these days. Earlier this year, Pope Benedict hosted a conference on global warming, and he's announced plans to preserve forests, install solar cells, and make Vatican City a carbon-neutral state. It all adds up to a powerful environmental message to the billion Catholics around the world. But it's a message that challenges some long-standing views about human dominion over the earth. NPR's John Hamilton reports from the Philippines.
This is a story about what happens when the heavens and the earth collide, and who gets blamed. The collision happened last year in November. A typhoon slammed into the Philippines near the city of Legazpi. The wind and rain were so intense, they sheared away the slopes of an 8,000-foot volcano.
There was a big bomb that came from the volcano. Probably it was the gushing of the waters.
Torrents of water, volcanic mud, and boulders as big as cars crashed down toward the ocean, leveling villages along the way. Charlito Valderrama is a farmer who used to live with his extended family in one of those villages. He's standing beside a road that crosses a barren swath of rocks and gravel. He motions toward the spot where his house was.
There were 9 of them in the house. Only 3 survived. He got his wife after 2 days, and they found her body in another municipality, the nearby municipity in Santo Domingo.
Nearly 1,000 people died. Many bodies were never found. Valderrama says he knows why this disaster occurred.
He said that it was the will of God. It was not because of man.
That's a common sentiment among Catholics here, who make up more than 80% of the population. But it's a sentiment the Church is trying to change. The Vatican has been studying scientific evidence that man is contributing to global warming. It's a pressing issue, in part because climate change will be felt most intensely by the poor. The Philippines is not only poor, it's vulnerable to extreme weather. In a warmer world, these islands are likely to see more flooding and more intense typhoons. So Catholic leaders are asking people to do more to protect themselves and their planet. Lucilo Kiembao is the auxiliary bishop of Legazpi. He's 75, and during the typhoon, he was in his church, caring for people. Kiembao watched the pews come loose from the floor as the waters rose toward the stained glass windows.
All those benches were floating. You see the Blessed Sacrament there. Just around 2 inches from that light was the water.
He saved the organ by raising it up onto the altar. But records of baptisms, marriages, and deaths just floated away. The typhoon struck on a Thursday. At Mass on Sunday, Kiembao was surprised to see that the church was full.
I thought people would be angry with God, so they would not come. But no, they came. Most of them would say, in thanksgiving, because at least we are alive.
But he felt they misunderstood God's role in the disaster. So he gave an unusual sermon.
I enlightened the people that who is to be blamed for these calamities. We cannot blame God.
After all, Kiembao says, it was God who brought order to all of creation.
But it is man who made the disorder, who disordered everything, and we are suffering the consequences of this order.
And so it's up to man to fix it.
It is up to man to fix it.
Kiembao says the church is helping them do that.
Yes, madam.
In the Philippines, the task falls to younger members of the clergy, like Father Jovic Lobrigo, a Franciscan. St. Francis is the patron saint of the environment. Father Jovic's church overlooks the area devastated by the mudslide, and he often speaks about what the church calls stewardship of the earth.
Yes, you are a primary creation, and you have superiority of all beings, but with it is responsibility of taking care of creation itself.
Otherwise, he says, the Philippines will eventually have fewer trees and more typhoons. He tells people that truly understanding stewardship requires a long spiritual journey. Today, though, he's taking them on a physical journey.
Full of
Lord is with you.
His congregation is helping to carry a statue of Mary from the ruins of an ancient church near the foot of the volcano to Father Jovic's church on the hill.
Hail Mary.
Only the steeple of the old church remains above ground. The rest was buried by lava nearly two centuries ago. Father Jovic says he understands why people blame God for volcanoes and typhoons.
For people, this is the simplest way of rationalizing what happened. Because if you do that, then you don't blame anybody else but God. So even yourself is excused from it.
And, of course, the Old Testament gives man dominion over the earth. Jovic says people in the Philippines abuse that power less than residents of many other countries. Even so, he says, they need to do more for the earth. And he sees signs that's happening. The procession winds up past a camp for people who lost their homes in the typhoon. It's the last place you would expect to find anyone worrying about their impact on the environment. And yet, some of them are. A woman named Josefina Balactao has spent most of the past year living in a plywood shed covered with a tarp.
My house.
But soon she'll have a new house made out of cement blocks.
I know, little house.
How do you stay so cheerful?
Oh man, Mina, I'm so very happy because I'm...
She's getting a new house. That's why she's so happy.
Pasalamat kayo sa mahal ng Diyos na araw kayo.
She's thanking God.
Pamilya.
She's thankful that nobody died in her family.
But building houses like this one has meant cutting down trees to make room for roads and lots. Sister Merceline Galicia lives nearby.
When we came here, there are many coconut trees around. And since we cannot build with the trees, much of the trees were cut down.
Sister Merceline says the camp has decided to plant one new tree for each one lost.
We had cut down 80 coconut trees. And I was saying, oh... It's something that we have to replace. Now we have to do something about this because we will be feeling the consequences of our decisions.
The new trees are their way of making peace between the heavens and the earth. John Hamilton, NPR News.
More about climate change at npr.org/climateconnections and in this month's National Geographic magazine.